We're at the AgriChem Seed House visiting with Robbie Massey and Lewis Irving about the seed cling operation. You guys have been had a busy summer. Tell us a little bit about Robbie. You guys take care of a lot of farmers' seed here.
Yes, sir. All of the farmers bring in our seed wheat every year, and then we take it and clean it and hold it till about October, and then we'll treat it out for them, and they'll use it for their seed this year, this fall.
This is your busy time. You guys have been cleaning a lot of seeds this summer and getting things ready for farmers to plant wheat here in the fall.
Yep, we've been working about 12, 13, 14-hour days every now and then, and trying to get all the seed cleaned, yep.
You got a good crew that works with you, I know, too.
Oh, yeah, we got a great crew. Yeah, we got a great crew that works for us.
You guys put in some long hours. As you mentioned, you guys put in some long hours. But a vital part of this, farmers depend on you guys to have that clean seed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got to take it in and clean it as we go. And so we got to keep clean it and keep space, for the farmers to bring it in. So
and that's important. We appreciate it. Robbie, thank you so much. And Lewis Irvin, you've been here with them for, 29 years, I hear you say?
Something like that. Yes, sir.
Tell us a bit about some of the things you've seen since you came here with this plant.
Well, when I first came here, they bagged everything off in 50-pound bags.
Okay.
That's been a heck of a change right there. And plus, stored a whole lot of stuff back in the back warehouse on concrete. But all that over the years have changed. We're now going back to bins. We got bags we mostly use. We didn't use, like I said, no jumbo bags when I came.
Yeah, so the big bags. And you kind of had to learn to run this operation on your own, didn't you?
Yes, sir. It was a challenge, but I learned it.
Well, tell us about the seeding and cleaning. So you clean for a lot of different farmers, but you take pride in what you do. You and Robbie and the crew you guys have here.
Yes, sir. I have to say one thing. You can't do it all yourself. You got to depend on your crew. If you don't depend on them and put pressure on them,
right,
you're not a team.
How does this whole operation work here? You actually get the seed in when farmers bring it in the summertime?
Most of the time when they couldn't, that's when they bring it in. And like I said, we try to separate everything, put everything in a lot number. Each truck got a lot that we put it in, unless it is the same variety, the same farm. Right. Then we might have two loads we might put in that same lot.
The seed cleaner, it's an operation itself, and you take pride in making sure that it's clean between each cleaning. And you got to clean the cleaner between each cleaning, but you take pride in that.
Yes, I do. Like I said, I want to be a standard where we can grow more. So if I figure if I take interest in doing it like it's mine, then I know I'm doing well.
Can't beat that. But nice to visit with you. I appreciate you showing me around. You gave me a little tour today, and you and Robbie did, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. And Robbie, appreciate you as well. You guys do a great job here and take care of the farmers. And you're about to get busy here again, aren't you?
That's right. Yes, we are. Yep, we appreciate all y'all do.
Yeah, farmers will be coming in here before long, and probably a couple of weeks or so away from planting wheat.
Yeah, it'll be a couple of weeks, and we'll pick up again. So,
I know you take pride in serving your farmers and making sure they have what they need here.
That's right. We'll take good care of them and get all their wheat to them whenever they need it. So,
hey, thank you guys for the tour. You and Lewis, thank you for the tour today. Enjoyed seeing what you guys do here at the seed part of AgriChem. Robbie Massey and Lewis Irvin.